Welcome to the Think Transition podcast with me, Hugo Langton, and Akusti Salonen, a 10-minute podcast discussing all things football coaching.
Hi, and Merry Christmas to everybody as we're going to record. This is the final episode of season two, and myself and the legend himself with me, Akusti. What are we talking about, Akusti? No surprises, maybe, but what are we going to talk about today?
I think it's interesting. I was watching yesterday the Bundesliga and Spanish League games, and then I start to looking for schedule. When is the next game? And they have a long break.
Yeah.
Winter break. And same time I'm watching the schedule from England. And every team are playing many games in few days.
So we're going to talk about Christmas as it's Christmas.
yeah. It's a Christmas. Yeah. It's a Christmas present for the fans. But yes, probably not for the players, because they need to play so many games in so short period of time. So the recovery is not that good.
Well, I think that, here in England, obviously I work at a club in England, as you know, but, you know, like a lot of the higher up the divisions is dictated by television. But where I work, for example, which is the equivalent of, Division 6, as it were, it's the league. The ones that have decided that we were supposed to play on Saturday, but my team's game was one of the few that was called off, which is okay, I suppose. We have a game, a big local derby game on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Then 2 days later, because it's a Saturday, we have to go away, and then we have an away game, another local derby on New Year's Day. So we have to play three games in essentially 6 days, I suppose.
6 days. Oh.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is, you know, on top of that, our game on Saturday was supposed to be away. The 26th were at home, 28th were away, and the 1st were away. So not only do we have to manage, for example, I'm using my team as an example, not only do we have to manage the quick turnover of games, but three of the four games were away.
That's a huge external factor for you, especially if you need to recover from the last game and then you have to travel. Travel is a external factor, like we have talked about earlier.
Yeah. So I think we kind of almost, it's not just my team, it's the same for half the teams in the division. So not only, you know, so like the game on Saturday, don't get me wrong, every team has the same external factor in the sense that we all have the same schedule. But for half the teams, there's a different external factor that we have to travel.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are teams who played last Saturday, so they have four games in a short period of time.
Yeah, three of them are at home for many teams. For half the teams, three are at home.
Okay, that makes it a little bit easier, but I can imagine third game after 60 minutes, the tempo is really bad. Maybe even earlier. And the fourth game, the quality of the game is going to be really bad.
Well, I think this is where you have to try. If you've got enough players in your squad, then you have to use them, which obviously has side effects as well, because communication issues when you're rotating players.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but for me as well, because our game on and it's the same, listen, it's the same for most teams. On Boxing Day, you play a local derby and you play the same team again on New Year's Day, right? But the fact of the matter is that these kind of games, they're often not that pretty because of what they are, you know? So you get large crowds, and obviously the game can be, these games anyway, can be fairly low on football quality, and they become quite often more of a fight.
Yeah.
Which is also takes extra, extra energy from, it saps energy further, yeah, more than normal, perhaps.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
The emotional side of it as well.
Yeah, I agree that. And that I don't know, but if you play this many games in a short period of time, this could be a turning point for the clubs or the teams.
Yeah,
for their season, yeah. Because if you manage to have a 12 points from 4 games in this period, that could be a huge benefit for you. But yeah, also same time, even you get 9 points from 12, and you get some key players injured, that could be a really bad for your rest of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't know. I think it's interesting that you've mentioned about injury there as well, you know, because obviously in England as well, not so higher up the chain, but lower down and into semi-pro non-league football, there's a lot of games will be called off because of the weather.
Yeah.
What happens is that people start having like mini pre-seasons because they got a free Saturday. Right, that's it. You know, this is a chance to go on a spin bike or to go running.
You know, instead of gaining freshness on that period of time,
and that's right,
preparing yourself for next week, maybe train on that Saturday, just something tactically, going through some things you can't do during a week because you don't train that often. But for me, it sounds like that's not a good place for overload the players.
Yeah,
because of the weather.
I think that's where, going slightly off topic, a lot of coaches, managers, they forget that football isn't an endurance sport.
You know?
And they think, and going on a spin bike for a 60-minute beasting session isn't going to help your decision-making or your football fitness, because it's, you know, it's a slightly different type of fitness. You as we've discussed before, you go on a spin bike for 1 hour, you get good at being on a spin bike for 1 hour.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not going to help you, you know, when you get to the 70th minute and you're 1-0 down, it's not going to help you.
Not at all. But for the fans, these 4 games, I'm going back to topic. These 4 games, this is really nice time. I used to watch a lot of English football on Christmas time, the holidays, because I could see so many games in short period of time, and when it's cold, it's nice to be home, nothing to do, maybe reading a book or watching football. For me, there's no option. That's football always.
Yeah, I mean, it's a double-edged sword, because like these are games that you love to be involved in, you know.
Yeah.
But obviously the other side of the sword we've been discussing anyway.
But we can go into last week's topic, and now we can talk about, do they have a strong brain, or funny words?
Yeah, it's not. But the strong brain is also, you know, looking after yourself on Christmas Day.
Absolutely.
Looking after yourself on New Year's Eve, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, not overeating, thinking about the game the next day, staying clear of alcohol,
stretching,
all these things, you know.
Maybe going a little jog. It doesn't have to be long, but just getting your
body,
and that's the main thing, to keeping a strong brain. Yeah. Because Christmas time it's easy when you gather with your family and everybody's drinking wine and eating well. But if you want to be in top shape,
But it's also the same, Acousti, for us coaches.
Absolutely.
You know, you can't turn up as a coach to your game on Boxing Day in a state where you can't think clearly and make top decisions.
Absolutely.
Because you've had too many glasses of red wine the day before with your turkey.
I agree. Same with the coaches. And that's normally what we forget, because it's same for the coaches. If you want to maintain good coaching actions during game,
thinking,
you need to prepare yourself. And in this time of year, that means at least 2 weeks you need to prepare. You need to do that always, but especially this time when you have four games in a short period.
You're helping me a little bit here, aren't you? You know, with some opposition analysis. It's working very much in advance, you know, and to make sure that you know you're ready to move from one game to the next very quickly, and you have all the information that you need, and not to wait until Boxing Day night or the Friday to prepare yourself for the Saturday.
I know. My wife keeps me busy at the moment, but
all of us.
But I try to find a place and time to relax, and then I watch the game for you. That means last night, I went to bed early. I got a good sleep because I know today I'm gonna watch the game. I need to find some.
So basically, you're turning points. Hang on, you're telling our listeners that I'm ruining your Christmas.
No.
Making
you
go to bed early, making you.
No. Opposite. This is Christmas for me. I can do some scouting. I do something that could help you. But that means I need to be prepared. Managers or assistant managers or head coaches or whatever.
If it makes you feel better, in the last 48 hours, I've watched our upcoming opponents, all their last three games. So,
but that's your job.
But this brings us back to a previous episode as well about, you know, when we were talking about support networks and stuff like that. So for you, watching an opponent for me today and giving me your view on that opponent is brilliant for me as well, because it will challenge what I may already know or not know, or you'll add to it, or you'll make me think about something else that I didn't see. So that kind of nicely ties in with previous episodes.
Absolutely. And also for me, it's easier to watch your opponent because I have seen your games live and from videos. So I have something to looking for.
Yeah, I know. I want to make it clear to our listeners that when Acoustic needs help from me, I'm always there.
And it goes same ways, always.
I know. Well, anyway, look, we're coming up to 12-13 minutes, and it's again like all of our topics. It's we could talk for a long time, couldn't we? So it'd be interesting to see what you know. Maybe when we in the first episode of season three, it'd be a good time to reflect back over the Christmas period.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, how we dealt with the situation. And listen, there's people out there listening to this as well. Some of you guys, I know, have got similar crazy schedules. So it'd be really interesting to hear from anyone who's. You know, how they're going to deal with it, what they dealt with, or even after the period. Be interested to hear other people's reflections on this Christmas and New Year period, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That would be nice to hear and experiment. Yeah.
I agree. All right, well, that just leaves us one last thing to do, Acoustic, and that is to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas, unless you're playing against my team, that is, of course. for everyone to have a fantastic new year, and we'll be back in the new year. So anything you'd like to say?
Hyvää joulua ja onnellista uutta vuotta.
I'm guessing that's Finnish for Merry Christmas and a very happy new year.
Exactly.
Brilliant. All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you in the new year.
See you.
Thank you for listening to the Think Transition podcast. Mm-hmm.